The crew all season long on WTMJ. It's Brewers Extra Innings. Now, live from American Family Field, here's your host, Dominic Catronio.
An all-timer to open the series against the Yankees. 6-0 shutout victory. It wasn't even that close. This is one of those games that your friends in 30 years are going to make up a story to say, oh yeah, I was in the ballpark that night. Yeah, I had a ticket. I was there. This is one of those games that you're going to remember if Jacob Mizrowski goes on to what we think he's able to become as a big league pitcher, that the night that he silenced the Yankees, the night that he dominated Aaron Judge, Cody Bellinger, Ben Rice, the night that he was throwing as hard as he's ever thrown in his career and harder than we've seen any starting pitcher throw in the history of Major League Baseball. This was Jacob Mizrowski's version of the Express. This was the version of Jacob Mizrowski saying, here it is, hit it. My stuff's that good. I dare you to touch it. And to see him develop into this, into 6 innings, just 2 hits allowed to the same guy, mind you. Everybody else was 0-for. Jose Caballero, I mean, have yourself a night. He goes 2-for-2 off miss. Or 2-for-3 off miss. But the fact is, everyone else was 0-for. He had 11 strikeouts. He was throwing over 103 miles an hour. He had great command. He only walked one batter. And he struck out Aaron Judge twice on fastballs. And Craig Kishon will join us in a little bit, but to see him empty the tank in that 6th inning, to see the focus kick in when he's facing Judge, to see the confidence from William Contreras to just go fastball, fastball, fastball in that 1st inning, knowing no one was touching it, watching the adrenaline flow, this was an all-timer tonight here at the ballpark. These are the easy ones to talk about because we'll talk about the offense. Sure, that's barely even a story in tonight's game. They could have won this game with one run with the way that the Brewers pitched in this contest. Mizrowski was brilliant. 855-616-1620 is the phone number. 855-616-1620 is the phone number. If you want to join us, you can join us in the YouTube live chat as well. I mean, when I look at what made Miz great tonight and what got him so locked in so early, it sounds so simple, but it's the truth. The dude got ahead, and he stayed ahead. We talk about his, at times, effectively wild strategy, where he can kind of lose the fastball over the place, then kind of rein it back in. Well, today, he threw 17 out of 22 first pitch strikes. And with the fastball in particular, he was 14 of 17. It was simply dominant. Of all the fastballs that he threw today, okay, all 57 of them, 70% of them were in the strike zone. That's one of his best rates of his career. And to have this game follow up 5 1/3 no-hit innings in Washington when he was pulled for a cramp, and that was a game that we all kind of looked around like, he could have thrown a no-hitter tonight. His stuff was that good. And the stuff was just as good, if not better, tonight against the Yankees. Again, an all-time performance for Jacob Mizrowski against, arguably, the best offense in baseball. It's in the top three. It's on the podium without a shadow of a doubt between Rice and Judge. Even guys at the bottom of that order, like Caballero, who got 2 hits off of him. Wells has had a solid year. I know Chisholm's off to a slow start, but he's a stud. Bellinger's had a good season. This is a bona fide Bronx Bomber lineup, right? They lead baseball in homers, and you just shut them out. First time seeing Miz, 11 Ks, 1 walk, 1 a night for Jacob Mizrowski. We'll be plenty of overreacting and talking, and we'll hear from Miz later on in this program from the clubhouse. We will talk about what adrenaline means for a pitcher to be going in that direction, to be going that firm, that fast, for that long, and we'll hear from you. Again, 855 616-1620, 855-616-1620. A few texts that have rolled in already. One from Doug. I would take Miz over any pitcher right now. Brewers finally have a true ace, and he could dominate a playoff series, which he did last year, which is what they need. Cy Young soon. From the 262 from Nick, hey Dom, what a performance by the Miz. I really believe he's going to finish top five in Cy Young voting. It's also very impressive shutting out a team who's second in runs scored in all of baseball. This was an amazing game from just the little intricacies of pitch calling and the defense the Brewers did, and then just putting the ball in play to score that four-run inning off Max Fried, making him throw 40 pitches in the second inning, really set the tone and took the wind out of the sails of the Yankees. This was an all-time. I mean, I just keep saying the word. It's what I keep coming up with. It's all-time. This is going to be. I mean, that Dodger game last year, and I want to debate this with Craig too, but that Dodger game last year, remember when he struck out 12 against LA, and that was only like his fifth start, and then he got named to the All-Star game right after that game? And everyone was mad, like, how can you name this kid to an All-Star game, barely has dirt on his cleats? Tonight's the validation. This was coming. And here he is, legitimately, throwing his hat in the ring for Cy Young consideration. I think, and this is my take, I want to hear from you on this. I think we as a baseball community and we as, you know, Brewers fans and people have underrated Jacob Mizrowski's start to the season. I got the numbers to back it up. I think we're underrating him because he's exceeding our expectations. It's not going to be perfect the rest of the way. There will be a speed bump at some point, but until that day comes, six shutout innings against the New York Yankees, that's plenty to celebrate tonight. So we'll break it all down with Craig Kishon. We'll take our first break here in a moment. 855-616-1620. Back in a moment on your home of the Brewers. 620 WTMJ. Winner, winner, fish fry dinner. Brewers, Friday fish fry goes according to plan. 6-0 over the Yankees today. Now, there is some news in this game about Brandon Lockridge. He exited this game sliding into the short wall in left field. X-rays negative, but a deep laceration down to the bone. He is going to be out for a while, according to manager Pat Murphy. So I wanted to get that update in before we start to really get dive into Jacob Mizrowski today. I'm Dominic Catronio with Craig Kishon. And Craig, well, welcome back to the program, first of all. Second of all, you really know how to pick them because, my goodness, six shutout innings for the New York Yankees for Jacob Mizrowski. I opened the show saying, this is going to be one of those games in 30 years that people are going to be saying, oh, I was at that game, when they really weren't at this game, when they suddenly try to convince their friends, oh, I remember that game. But we saw some history tonight, and we saw Jacob Mizrowski grow up in front of our own eyes.
Yeah, it was really great to see, Dom, and it was it's just fun to be a part of that action, especially when you go into this game knowing that he's very capable of doing what he did tonight, even at his age, even at his, you know, young, tender major league experience, which isn't a lot right now. But when you watch him, when you watch him go on the attack, when you watch him get deeper into games, you just can't help but appreciate where this guy is going in his big league career. So it was definitely a statement for him. And I think he's just been gradually building to this day, this season, and I would expect it to continue, no doubt.
I think with Miz, everyone deep down dreamed of this happening, but also everyone deep down had a little bit of worry of that effectively wild guy, of just that little bit of wild thing coming out. And we saw it on occasion, especially in the second half last season, where, hey, sometimes you hit bumps in the road in the big leagues. This is the best league for a reason. And to see him come out of the gates the way he has so far this season is really calming those waters. But I just want to read the numbers for Miz so far this year. This was his eighth start of the year, a reminder, opening day starter for the Brewers. A 2.45 ERA. He's got 70 strikeouts in 44 innings. 7-0 in 44 innings. With only 17 walks, I know you like 17 walks to 44 innings isn't, you know, the craziest thing in the world, but because his strikeout rate is so astronomically great, you can live with a few more walks than average. His whip is under one. His opposing batting average is under .170. I know Paul Skeens gets a lot of love in the national media, and rightly so. But I think officially we can say the days of Jacob Mizorowski being underrated have to end tonight because he just shut down the best offense in baseball.
Well, look, I could say it this way. Paul Skeens, move over because you're not sitting in your own chair anymore. And I'm not saying Miz is better than he is right now, but I think he's, you know, he's barking up that tree, you know. So these are the two guys that you're mentioning are the two young rising stars here right now. And one of them's wearing a Brewer uniform. I loved how efficient he was from the get-go in this game. He had a 10-pitch first inning. Couple of strikeouts there. The fastball, you know, he set the pace. He set the table with that fastball early in the game. And then in the second and third innings, he started using that curve and slider a little bit more. And then he went back to the fastball. And then he went back, you know, to his off speed a little bit. So he mixed it up well. There was never a moment where he was shaken, not confident, in trouble. So it was just perfect for him, but this is the ability that he has to do this. But the velo that he has on what's turning out to be pretty close to more than half of what he's pitching in a game is just incredible to me. It just is.
When I look at what Miz does best, and when I think about his fastball, not only is the velo exceptional, the locations he was putting it today, he was putting it where he wanted. He was on the edges. He was staying away from danger with that fastball. He wasn't afraid to go away to Judge like he did in this final at-bat of the day. By the way, I tweeted this, but I just want to reiterate. Do you know the stones and the gall and the you-know-what attitude to be seeing Aaron bleeping Judge for the third time tonight and say, fastball, hit it, I dare you? I just thought that for that to be his 10th strikeout, then to follow it up with Bellinger right after that, who's also a great hitter. I mean, I'm just sitting here going, the fastball is the best pitch for a reason. And to see it develop the way it did today, I'm looking at his scatter chart here. Nothing is there. There's like one big miss the entire night with the fastball. It was so impressive to see him have it on a string while also throwing at 103 miles an hour.
Yeah, indeed, for sure. And Judge, the two strikeouts he had on his fastball there in the fourth and in six innings were 102 apiece, if not a little bit more on that. But yeah, you're right. You know, he is quickly at the point of his career where he was feeling it. The challenge for him to win and succeed against the best is why this guy is in the major leagues. And obviously he's got the natural ability as well, but to be able to control it, like you're saying, and to be, you know, accurate and be efficient along the way as well, and just to go after it and get these outs is really something for sure.
Let's get to the phone lines here, because I'm sure plenty of you are going to want to talk about Miz tonight. But let's get to Sue in Cudahy. Sue, you're live on Brewers Extra Innings.
That sounds funny. Hi, I'm calling for this reason. Mizorowski's awesome. He struck out Judge twice. I love it. And I just think I'm afraid that they're going to give the Cy Young to somebody else. The awards that Milwaukee is supposed to have several times has been given to other teams because we're not good enough. I love Milwaukee, and Milwaukee's finally getting into commercials, doing commercials.
Absolutely.
That you can see them with all the other teams. And I think we were snubbed so many years. I think it's about time we have an awesome pitcher, an awesome team manager, everything. I'm sorry.
I love it. I love the passion. Absolutely. I love it, Sue. And you're right on that, because I think back, I mean, when Corbin won it in 2021, there were still people trying to, like, you know, bring it away. Oh, he didn't throw enough innings. Oh, he wasn't, you know, oh, it wasn't a big enough deal. Or, you know, he needed to throw longer. Chewing on exactly. Like, I don't listen to any of that stuff. And there are plenty of seasons in the past for the Brewers that you could look at that deserve more recognition than they got. And the single seasons that we're talking about, you know, like even Higuera in 86, right? I mean, that's the first one that comes to mind for me, that he's runner up that year. And Who did he lose to? I think it was Clemens, which, again, like, I understand it's Roger Clemens, but I would have been fascinated to see a modern debate on that, Craig, because, like, a lot of the under-the-hood numbers, some of the advanced stuff, really like Teddy Higuera, I think ultimately would have gone to Roger. But Sue's right. There are other moments of this that we think about. They're like, man, can this guy get a Cy Young? And Miz is certainly going to be in that race the rest of the year.
Oh, he's got to be. He's in it right now, and you know, he keeps the train on the tracks. He's going to be right there for sure. I don't see anybody running away with this, you know, at least running away from Miz if Miz keeps this up. I think the other thing, too, you know, when you look at Jacob Mizorowski and compare him to Corbin Burns, you've got they're both competitors, don't get me wrong. But there is something called the show, and it's been called the show Major League Baseball. You're making it to the show. But it is really a show now, and it's something to not just watch Jacob Mizorowski pitch and get guys out. It's what he releases and you know, pounds his fist and pounds his glove and dances and twirls off the mound. The other team may not like it, but this is what keeps this guy going. When he goes into the dugout now, he is keeping his adrenaline up. And this guy pitches on ability / adrenaline. That's all part of the mix. And I think that's what makes him must-see TV. Let me just say this too, Dom. There are only 38,000 fans here tonight. And we may say, but 38,000 is a lot. This is the Miz. These should be sellouts at home the rest of the way. This should be standing room only the rest of the way to watch this guy pitch, in my opinion. You can cram 5,000 or 6,000 or 7,000 more people in here because he is definitely worth the money.
Especially given the blessing that Mother Nature gave Brewers fans saying, oh, rain out Tuesday, push everybody back a day. Miz, you get to start at home after the off day. I mean, you're right. I'm with you. Look, I'm not out here trying to tell people how to fan, but you're right. This should have been a sellout tonight. I'm kind of really surprised it wasn't a sellout tonight. And one last big stat and note as we get ready to move off of Miz. The Brewers got a win in the Wisco jerseys. How about that? They finally get that monkey off the back as well. Miz took care of it. He got the job done. We'll talk about the other contributors from this game because he wasn't alone. Now, he gets a lot of credit, but hey, the offense scored 6 runs. We'll explain that next on 620 WTMJ. Brewers win 6-0. To a little hot and cold, brought to you by our friends at Cider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. Who's hot right now is the offense got the job done despite, you know, the big boppers not really doing anything tonight. Tonight was the back half of the order today, Craig, because, you know, Terang's hitting streak came to an end, a 7-game hitting streak came to an end. William got a single in the 7th, and he goes 1-for-4. Cheerio had a worm burner RBI single that really should have been turned into a double play in the 2nd inning, but he won't complain about it nonetheless. But, I mean, it was all Andrew Vaughn, good to have him back. Brandon Lockridge before he was injured. Even Joey Ortiz got his first double, his first extra base hit of the season. Who's hot is the back half of the order, which is exactly what we envisioned when Vaughn was finally returning to this order.
Yeah, it's already strengthened what the Brewers have going on here. Lockridge has also been playing well. Really, it's such a shame to see him suffer that major injury like he did here tonight. Because they need bats like that, obviously. And he was batting .277 coming in, and he had two singles for 2 RBIs here in this one before he went out. So they need it. I mean, Sal's already down to number 8 in the order here right now. And he just, you know, his scrappiness will pay off before it's all done. And, man, if Joey Ortiz, if that double ignites his bat a little bit, Dom, it's hard to believe we're at this point for a guy that plays pretty much every day. And that was his first extra base hit. But it had to happen at some point. And, you know, he's got 2, 3, 4 months left here to get hot and have some really productive time. So hopefully they can keep this going. I look at this win offensively and say, actually, this game, they got the great pitching and they got the offense the way we're seeing the Brewers generate offense, you know, more often than not. It's grind it out, get on base, and get somebody in. So
If I would have told you at the start of the day, hey, you're facing the Yankees and you got Miz on the mound, but you know, a combined from Churio, Terang, and Contreras, you're going to go 2 for 12 from those three guys. Are you going to win the game? I mean, the answer is probably no, right? And the fact that you're getting this production from the bottom half to have Vaughn sort of restart the order, even Gary started that rally in the second inning. I mean, let's talk about that second inning because it was 4-5-6 due up, and it goes from 0-2 to 2-2 for Gary, single, four-pitch walk, RBI single, and then the floodgates opened. I mean, just those four at-bats right there set the tone for what the Brewers are going to be. They're back to the woodpecking ways that we're used to from them.
Yeah, and those four guys reach base with nobody out, obviously, and all of a sudden, whether you're Max Fried or anybody else, there's suddenly a lot of pressure because it doesn't take much to start bringing those runners in, and that's exactly what the Brewers were able to do then. You know, Lockridge got the RBI, and Sal got the RBI, and Joey Ortiz got the RBI, so you have 7, 8, 9 bringing in the first runs, and then Jackson Churio triples a single as well for an RBI. And then you're thinking, this could be really big stuff here with, you know, Churio, Terang, Contreras, Sanchez, Vaughn again. And they didn't need all of that, but four runs in put a lot of pressure on Fried, especially when you sense that Mizorowski was going to have a big game on the mound.
When I look at the at-bats, again, not a lot of exit velocity, but ball in play, 40 pitches against Fried in that frame. Only 2 swings and misses in the inning. Now, Fried isn't a guy that strikes out the world. He has the ability to get strikeouts. We know that. He is a ground ball pitcher, a ball in play pitcher. Weak contact is where he thrives. But it's honestly a great matchup for the Brewers that Fried doesn't mind contact. Brewers don't care what kind of contact they get as long as it becomes a hit. And a couple of broken bats that died heroes. Lockridge with a couple of singles. Some poor defense behind Fried also didn't help. I didn't know what the heck Jazz Chisholm Jr. was doing on a couple of those plays, which is, I mean, it's a shame because I think he's so talented. And there are these moments where you're like, dude, what? And the double play ball is one of them. Missing Sal's little looper, who cares? Not going to complain about it. It helped out the Brewers in this one. And then the unsung hero that we haven't talked about yet, and that's on me to not talk about, is Shane Drouin. Saving the bullpen for the rest of this series, going 3 innings, getting the old-school save, not allowing a run, and preserving the shutout. Oh, by the way, Shane Drouin was also in that Kyle Harrison trade. Give another check mark in favor of Matt Arnold against Craig Breslow.
Yeah, isn't that amazing what these first-year Brewers have been able to generate? Sometimes they're not headline stealers, but Drone definitely has to be if you value the game of baseball and you're watching it beginning to end, because a 6-0 game going into the seventh inning and having one pitcher finish things up. This happened a couple of weeks ago, I think, here at home too. And I can't remember who it was off the top of my head that finished the final 3, but it's good to see this. And they had the day off yesterday too, so holy fresh going after it on Saturday and Sunday as far as Brewer arms go here for the rest of this series. And it would be huge to pick up a series win against this red-hot Yankees team. They came in winning 16-19. And, you know, the two pitchers that threw tonight really did a heck of a job. There's no doubt.
And, oh, by the way, another off day on Monday. So they can really get aggressive with this bullpen to keep things going in the right direction. Who's Hot, Who's Cold is brought to you by Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. With Wisconsin's weather all over the map, now's the time to get ahead of the heat with Sider Heating, Plumbing, and Electrical. You can save $50 on maintenance plans through May 15th. So time's running out. I got one more week. Get $20. You can also get $25 off AC tune-ups all month long. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment today at Sider. That's SEIDER.com. One more with Craig after this. Brewers get the win 6-0 on 620 WTMJ. A couple of texts, and we'll get to some of the thoughts here as well. Brewers win 6-0. I'm Dominic Catronio with Craig Kishon. 855-616-1620. To put it all in one place here as well for the numbers of today's game, you know, as BA likes to say, from the desk of Dom Catronio, here's everything that you need to know about today for Miz. 10 pitches that were at least 103 miles an hour. That's the most in the pitch tracking era for any pitcher, regardless of position. That the pitch tracking era, by the way, goes to 2008. 29 pitches of at least 101 miles an hour, the second most. 22 pitches of at least 102, that's the most. 41 of 100 or more, that's the fourth most. And Miz had 43 just last week against the Nats. And 11 strikeouts against the Yankees in a game this season is tied for the most in a game by any starter against New York this year, the other being Peyton Tolley of the Boston Red Sox. Of those four, five stats I just listed to you, Craig Kishon, is there one that jumps out to you the most of something you're buying, something you're really like, whoa, that one blew my mind?
Well, the one thing that blows my mind over the last two starts, especially for him, with the number of pitches that are over 100 and, you know, making, you know, recent StatCast era history here, is the fact that here's my thought, and I want your thought on this too, Dom. How can a guy who throws closer stuff do this over six innings, seven innings, you know, however he goes? That's what's starting to open up my eyes. It's like, who does this as a starter? It's just incredible to me.
It's reminding me of Hunter Green. Now, the question naturally comes, this is a good question from Bob in the text line. Do you think throwing over 100 miles an hour will shorten the length of time you can pitch in the majors for Miz? It's a great question. Now, the reason why I'm actually optimistic about Miz is the Brewers are a team that is on the bleeding edge when it comes to biomechanics. And we talk about the pitching lab a lot, and I think some people assume, oh, it's just move this finger here and add pressure there and your pitches are all going to be nasty. It's not just about pitch design. A lot of it is about what your body does well, where do they need to add strength, what is your optimum output. I mean, I don't think it's possible for me, Craig, to actually convey the amount of detail and the amounts of care and the amounts of precision the Brewers have when it comes to how Jacob Mazurowski generates his velocity. And to call him a unicorn is fair because he throws it from a lower slot. He gets elite extension. He's 6'7", so that helps too. You put a little weight on him, who knows what could happen. But if there's an organization I can trust that can get the most out of Jacob Mazurowski, it's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Yeah, and I think with all that said, there's absolutely no way they're going to burn him out. I think that's what a lot of people may be thinking. It could be very similar to the text question too. Is, you know, are they going? Do they know what they're doing with this type of a talent as far as preserving it? And I think all the things you said about where this organization is in developing players and what they do in their pitching lab, and you know, they are definitely on the right track with this guy. But first and foremost, it takes talent, and this guy's got talent. He's got the ability to do some really special things, because what makes a pitcher great, it's the ability to, as he goes along, make adjustments for himself, for what he is throwing, but making sure he keeps his abilities out on the mound and not to a point where he's, you know, thrown his arm in a direction that's going to land him on the injured list or whatever. So, you know, bottom line is that they certainly know what they're doing with him for sure. My point is, this is just unbelievable stuff to see. I mean, he's got different stuff than a guy like Corbin Burns and Teddy Higuera and Freddie and Giovanni and all the great Ben Sheets. He just has different, he's got a different ability. It's a different God-given ability.
It's super impressive to watch. Craig, appreciate you as always with your insight, and bring another W with you tomorrow, my friend.
I've got it in the bank almost.
All right, you're good for it. I know you can bring it in. All right, Craig Kishon with us. Thanks, Craig.
You got it.
All right. Buying or selling is brought to you by our friends at Tony Wendorf & Associates. If you're looking to buy or sell a home, trust our friends at Tony Wendorf & Associates. Part of the Keller Williams real estate team, is one of the top real estate teams in Wisconsin. They bring faith, family, and a red carpet experience to every home deal. Step up to the plate with a winning team behind you. WendorfTeam.kw.com. We'll hear from Miz, we'll hear from Murph, we'll also get highlights That's left in the show right here on your home of the Brewers, 620 WTMJ. No, we will not stop freaking out about Jacob Mizorowski tonight. No, we won't. 6-0 victory for the Brewers. I'm Dom Catronio. Let's hear from the man himself, Jacob Mizorowski, in his post-game media scrum down in the clubhouse earlier tonight.
Of all the games that you've had, where does that one rank for you in terms of just the command and the competitiveness you showed?
Yeah, I mean, it's probably one of the top three, probably, you know. Have to go playoffs for one, but, you know, it's definitely up there with that.
What did you feel out there?
Just like everything was timed up and, you know, dialed in, so it felt good.
Have you had games here? Sometimes we'll see the velo peak early and mm-hmm. then you hang on as long as you can. Today it really sustained. Have you had games like that in the past, or was this a step forward?
I mean, not at this level, but yeah, I've had games in the past where, you know, you get that sudden burst of adrenaline in the fifth or sixth somewhere and, you know, you find it back. But, you know, this was a first for the big leagues.
Because I know you're locked in pitch to pitch. Did you know that you were one strike away from an immaculate inning there in the first?
No, I had no clue. You know, I got told in the dugout, but I went back and looked. I thought it was close, but, you know, oh well.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you to talk to CC and then play like that tonight while he was here?
Yeah, it's really cool. Yeah, CC's the man, so it's really cool to, you know, meet a guy like that.
How much were you able to talk to him before the game, or much at all?
Yeah, there was a lot. Yeah, he came in before and, you know, got to really talk with him and, you know, pick his brain a little bit. So it was fun.
Is that rare for a start day? You're pretty, you know, most starters are very locked in.
No. I like to talk and, you know, not focus on the game. You know, you have your meeting before the game, you lock in there, figure out what you're going to do, and then, yeah, probably an hour before you lock back in. So there's a whole 3 hours, 4 hours, whatever it is between then and then. So, you know.
How were you able to pitch as well as you do when the stakes seem? I mean, you did this against Skeens last year. You did this in the playoffs last year. Then tonight against the Yankees. What is it about you that enables you to pitch your best in those types of
I think it's just adrenaline. I think that's all it is. I think, you know, you start getting hyped up and you won't perform for your teammates behind you because, you know, they're doing the same for me. So, you know, that's the whole goal.
You've talked so much about, you know, making hitters respect your fastball and being committed to that. Do you think tonight was one of your best games executing with that pitch?
Yeah. I felt like I'd bounce back and forth wherever I wanted it. And, you know, they definitely had to respect it and kind of helped me out with, you know, the backed up sliders that I was throwing that, you know, somehow work. But, you know, figure out a way.
Liz, what was going through your mind when you saw Lockridge hit the wall there? That was kind of a scary moment.
Yeah. You know, the first thought is, you know, hoping the best for the dude, you know. It's always scary to see a teammate go down like that, so it's never a fun thing.
How do you stay locked in there knowing that you still got to, you know, stay out there and you have to keep pitching?
To be honest, you know, William came out and kind of talked me down and, you know, got me back locked in, so that really helped.
I know you were confident in D.C. Well, you know, you were going to make your next start after the cramp. Was there any doubt, any lingering issues coming out of that, and, you know, leading into tonight?
No, not at all. I honestly was ready to go in St. Louis if we didn't get rained out. So, yeah. You know, I was ready for whatever they threw at me, if it was, you know, today or whatever day that would have been against St. Louis.
Yeah. Was it a deal where the next day you felt fine or just
Yeah. I mean, it was just, you know, cramp. You know, the team that we got back here in the training room really got me right and got me ready.
Do you, with each start, when you get to the fourth and fifth and tonight the sixth inning, now you understand, I'll play through some of that stuff, right? Fatigue setting in, legs, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's also with the adrenaline. I think that's a part of it too, is like you kind of settle in and, you know, figure out a way to get through those innings because, you know, they're going to be tough. And, you know, it's the second, third time that those guys are going to see you. So it's like probably the toughest time of the game. So you got to figure it out and figure out, you know, a way to get through it.
I mean, you could see the adrenaline kick in when he was facing those marquee MVPs, right? When he was facing Judge, when he was facing Bellinger, where maybe he was sitting 99 earlier in the innings. All right, Judge, here's 102. That was amazing stuff. Real quick, shorter conference here. Pat Murphy as well. Here's his post-game scrum with the media.
Miz is interested in being great. He's in that process of being great. Yeah, I'm excited for him. He was great today. And William, don't forget William, because that's his jockey.
Murph, what do you got on Lockridge? Any update for him?
Yeah, initial x-rays say it's not fractured, but he's got a huge laceration that's going to be a while. I mean, it's all the way down to his bone, the laceration, so it's pretty ugly. We don't know any other extent of any other damage because there's so much swelling that we're going to have to wait until it goes down and get an MRI at that time.
Murph, on Mizorowski, we've seen peak velocity and then it sort of comes down pretty quickly in a lot of his other starts. How did he maintain that today?
He's if you look at his legs and you look at his body, he's working. He's got guys like Woody in there showing him, hey, this is our strength staff, and they're showing him, look, man, this is how you got to maintain it. You want to be a major league pitcher, you got to work in between those 5 days, and he's in there working. And it takes a while, you know. When you come up and you're throwing real good, you don't realize how much it is to get 6 innings in a big league game against a lineup like that. You don't realize the conditioning that it takes, the mental up and down, just the exhaustion, the adrenaline, everything that it takes. You know, it's like a fighter learning to fight multiple rounds. When you only fight 3 rounds all your life in amateur, and then you turn pro, and then all of a sudden you got to fight 6, 4, 5, and 6, and then maybe 8, you don't realize, God, I never trained like this. So I think Miz is getting that education.
And he came back after that long rally inning that you had, too, and over 30 pitches. And the Yankees still got back up to their 103.6 later on.
Yeah, I'm not real keen on the velo, whether it's 100 or 103, whatever. I just know that if you don't have your other stuff or you don't locate that in the zone, or if you're throwing it just down the middle, these guys can time up a jet plane. You know what I mean? It's not just velo. There's a lot more to it.
And that's what we saw tonight from Miz. 7 of the 11 strikeouts were on fastballs, but then he sprinkled in the slider and the curve as well. So let's hear him. Highlights coming up after the break on 620 WTMJ.
Ready for this?
Out of here!
This?
Brought it back! Ho, ho, ho!
And this?
It is gone!
Time for tonight's highlights.
Brewers-Yankees marquee series. It's like opening day all over again, but hopefully for some better memories for the Brewers this year. Jacob Mizorowski, Max Fried, both opening day starters for their respective clubs. And boy, Miz set the tone early.
Miz again. Sets and deals. And a line drive to right. Sal Frelick is there. Makes the catch. One extra pitch. 10 pitches for Mizorowski. All fastballs in the last one at 103.6. Good God, is he throwing hard tonight.
Oh, yes, he was, Jeff. Good call on that one. The Brewers went down in order in the first. They would not go down in order in the second. A single, a walk, loaded the bases for Brandon Lockridge against Free.
0-1. Broken bat, base hit right field. One run scores. Vaughn will be held. The Brewers take the lead. An RBI single by Brandon Lockridge.
And then the first rule of hitting. Hit it where they aim.
0-1. Line drive towards the middle. Caught. No! It's out of the reach of Chisholm. Another run scores. Bases stay loaded. But another quarter in the merry-go-round.
Then Joey Ortiz went on an RBI ground out, keeping the rally going. Men on the corners and one out for Churio.
Free throws home and a ground ball hit towards the middle. It'll sneak through for a base hit. Ortiz stops at second. Churio with a knock. It's 4-0 Brewers.
4-0, 40-pitch second inning for Max Fried. Meanwhile, it was all cruise control for Jacob Mizorowski. He had 4 strikeouts in the first 3 innings of this game. He was far from done. After a one-out double by Andrew Vaughn with 2 outs, Lockridge cashed them in.
One pitch. Breaking ball, and that is lined into center, down for a base hit. Vaughn's being waved around third. It's misplayed by Grisham in center. Vaughn will score. It's an RBI single for Brandon Lockridge, his second of the night, and it's 5-0 Milwaukee.
Oh, that was plenty of offense that the Brewers needed for Jacob Mizorowski. He went 1-2-3 in the fourth. He had a little bit of danger in the fifth, but left 2 men stranded. It was really the only threat of the night. All 3 outs in the fifth were via strikeout. Then the highlight came in the sixth. Despite a leadoff walk to Trent Grisham, the third time through the order, activity in the bullpen. He bows up, He gets Rice to fly out for the first out. Now he gets a date with Aaron Judge.
Kicks and throws on 1-2. Strike him out swinging. Fastball at 102. That's 10 Ks for Miz.
Fifth time in his career, he's reached double digits in strikeouts, but he wasn't done yet. The next batter, Cody Bellinger.
Has his side. Two strike pitch. Got him swinging. Threw him a curveball. It's 11 Ks for Mizorowski. Six scoreless innings against the Yankees.
What a night for Miz. All that was left was for the bullpen to take over, and shout out Shane Drouin earning his first big league save the old-fashioned way with three innings out of the pen.
One ball, two strikes. Fans on their feet. Drouin sets in the pitch. Struck him out swinging, and the Brewers shut out the Yankees. 6-0 the final score. Shane Drouin picks up his first big league save, and the Miz comes away with a win against the Bronx Bombers.
The Brewers have never shut out the Yankees in this ballpark. Think about that. The last time they shut out the Yankees, it was County Stadium in 1992 when they were still members of the American League. Brewers win 6-0. Jacob Mizorowski, the winner, he's 3-2. The loser is Max Fried. He is 4-2. Save the Drouin, as we mentioned. It took 2 hours and 24 minutes to watch Miz carve. That is going to just about do it for us tonight. Now, tomorrow, night game, 6:10 first pitch. We're on the air at 5 o'clock for Brewers warm-up. Of course, still more to react from the clubhouse from this game tonight. We'll preview tomorrow with Cam Schlittler, yes, that's his name, going up against Kyle Harrison as the Brewers try to win the series and get some revenge on the Yankees from the Bronx brutality from a year ago. So we will talk to you tomorrow before and after the game on 620 WTMJ. Our producer is Matt Yazel. I'm Dom Catronio. Keep on swinging.